It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, hey there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. I am inside the Shirley Street studio. This is a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Thank you so much for being here, whether you're tuned in on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Appreciate it very much. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear, and like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan and hammer that like button. Also, make sure you check out the website, 1650thefan.com. That's not only where you get the stream, it's where you can get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. If you want to dial me up today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you can call toll-free at 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. The technology exists, and the email address is cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, fire away. All right, as always, we'll get it kicked off here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. Yet another big win for the Cedar Falls boys golf team yesterday. We'll get you that, among many other things, during area sports news and scores. After we're done here in the first segment, of course, we'll take timeout number one. That's when you get a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday with Megan Mulford. We'll come back from that break, and David Eicholt will join us, our friend of the show from HawkeyeInsider.com. Does great work with the 24/7 Sports Network. You follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt. And David was at Kirk Ferentz's press conference earlier this afternoon. So not only will he give us a recap of Iowa's, what was that, 27-10? Was that the final? Yeah, 27-10. I think I got that memorized. Iowa's win over Rutgers on Saturday night. David will break that down. He'll also empty his notebook from Coach Ferentz's press conference. And we'll look ahead to the big matchup on Saturday as Michigan, ranked fourth, is set to invade Kinnick Stadium. So do the Hawkeyes have a snowball's chance and you know what on Saturday? That will be exactly how I phrase that question to David when he joins the show coming up in the next segment and we get to the part of the conversation where we'll talk about that matchup between the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines. So look forward to that in the next segment of today's show. And just in case you're a Cyclone fan and you didn't tune in yesterday or you're new to the show, or if you're a UNI Panther fan, just know that, you know, we get an hour together every weekday. So while I'll talk about all three, we don't necessarily dig in on UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State football games all on a Monday. So yesterday, we talked Iowa State with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, as we typically do on a Monday in the second segment of the show, and then I had audio from UNI football coach Mark Farley. So we've checked those boxes. Today we'll check the Iowa football box, and if you missed any of yesterday's show, as I mentioned before, that's why you go to the website, that's why you got that bookmarked, and just click on the podcast link there on the website, right there on the homepage. You'll be able to find yesterday's show and catch up on that or anything else that you may have missed as far as recent shows are concerned. That's also where you can find the broadcast calendar, which would tell you that we've got Cubs baseball tonight on the Fan. It is the final week of the Major League Baseball regular season, and for us Cubs fans out there, we know that this is not only the final week of the Major League Baseball regular season, it is the final week of the 2022 Chicago Cubs season, as the playoffs waved bye-bye to them a long time ago. But as you might imagine, there's been plenty of exciting things to keep up on with the Cubs here as they play out the string. A number of young players coming up and contributing, some exciting stuff happening with the minor league system as prospects make their way up through. And we will talk some Cubs baseball today. We'll kind of do one of our last little check-ins on the organization as Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register is set to join us in the third segment of today's show. So after we're done talking Hawkeye football with David Eichold in the next segment, we'll, of course, take that time out near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. And on the other side of that break in the third segment today, Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register. You follow him on Twitter, at Tommy Burch, is scheduled to join us, talk some Cubs baseball. I did see Tommy was doing, I want to say I saw Tommy doing a little something-something for Iowa State football for the Des Moines Register. So I guess old habits die hard there. For the former beat writer. So I'll have to ask Tommy what's going on there with that. Maybe he's thinking about getting back into the beat game. I don't know. He's doing a great job, though, on not only being an Iowa Cubs reporter, but a Sports Enterprise reporter. He's had some outstanding features in the Des Moines Register. So make sure you check out Tommy and follow him online on Twitter. Does outstanding work. And on Twitter, he is at Tommy Burch. That's with a Y, B-I-R-C-H, at Tommy Burch on Twitter. All right, after we're done talking with Tommy, we'll take the final time out of today's show. That's when you get a NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back for a final time after that, T.O., and wrap up what is a Monday edition of the show. As far as just digging in on a little bit of this, a little bit of that today, you know, I mean, Monday Night Football last night, if you want to talk about that, I don't know what you really want to talk about, because that was absolutely not a very entertaining game. It kind of seemed like what you might expect out of an NFC East Cowboys-Giants game with where both of these teams are and have been over the past, what, 3 to 5 seasons at least. That was one of those games where you're like, come on, get interesting. Like, you're poking it with a stick. Like, come on, do something fun. And nothing really fun happened. So, you heard it right here last night as the, Dallas Cowboys got a 23-16 win over the New York Giants. Cowboys broke a 13-13 tie in the fourth quarter on a 1 yard touchdown pass from Cooper Rush to CeeDee Lamb. Both teams now 2-1 this season. So heard that game last night after the Cyclone Coaches Corner, which made its 2022 debut on the Fan. We had it over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, the last couple weeks, which is just another reminder why you want to make sure, especially this time of the year, that you check out our broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com. It'll always have the information on what show or what game is broadcasting when and where, whether it's over here on the Fan or perhaps over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. So Monday Night Football on the Fan last night, and I would like to think that there are better Monday Night Footballs ahead. Let's just put it that way. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for a Tuesday. The final round of the Mississippi Valley Conference divisional meets took place in boys golf yesterday. Cedar Falls won the Mississippi Divisional Meet held at Ellis Golf Course in Cedar Rapids with a team score of 300. The Tigers' Max Choa was medalist with a 71. Cedar Falls finished as the Mississippi Division overall winner with a three-round score of 890, 38 shots better than second place Cedar Rapids Xavier. Individually, the Tigers' Owen Sawyer was the overall winner as he shot a three-round total of 209. Sawyer was named the Mississippi Division Player of the Year. Waterloo West, meanwhile, competed in the Valley Divisional meet held yesterday at Pleasant Valley in Iowa City. Linmar won with a 324. Waterloo West was eighth with a 371. Today in Metro High School sports, beginning in volleyball, Class 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls is at Class 3A 12th-ranked Dubuque Wallert. Waterloo West travels to 4A number 4 Western Dubuque. Waterloo East plays at Ottumwa. And Waterloo Columbus hosts 2A top-ranked Dyke New Hartford in the NICL Conference Tournament. In boys golf, Waterloo East is competing at the Iowa Alliance Conference North Division meet that's being held in Marshalltown. In cross country, Waterloo Columbus travels to Jessup, and in girls swimming and diving, Cedar Falls plays host to Dubuque Senior, while Waterloo United is hosting a triangular with Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Williamsburg. A pair of Iowa football players have won Big Ten Player of the Week honors. Punter Torrey Taylor and defensive back Kayvon Merriweather were both recognized for their performances in Iowa's 27-10 win over Rutgers on Saturday night. Taylor was named the Special Teams Player of the Week for the second time this season after averaging 42.6 yards on 5 punts. 4 of those punts were downed inside the 20-yard line. Merriweather shared the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week honor with Ohio State linebacker Tommy Eichenberg. Merriweather recovered a fumble and returned it 30 yards for a touchdown and picked off his first pass of the season. He also added 3 sacks and a pass breakup. Sticking with Hawkeye football, Fox Sports' Big Noon Kickoff is headed to Iowa City for the second season in a row. The college football pregame show will broadcast from Iowa City this Saturday morning ahead of the Iowa-Michigan game. The showdown between the Hawks and 4th-ranked Wolverines is set to kick off at Kinnick Stadium at 11 a.m. Big Noon Kickoff came to Iowa City for the first time last season when Iowa had a home game against Penn State. Tonight in college volleyball, Wartburg plays host to Grinnell. The Knights are 9-6 and coming off an upset win over 14th-ranked Gustavus Adolphus on Saturday. Tonight's match begins at 7. And Wartburg's Parker Rochford has been named the American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Week. The sophomore defensive back played a huge role for the Knights in their 25-0 victory over Dubuque last Saturday. He tied the school record with 3 interceptions, broke up 2 passes, recorded 7 tackles. And 21st-ranked Wartburg returns home this Saturday when they play host Dolores. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking Hawkeye football. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, joins us next. I also understand David put himself out there a little bit Saturday on Twitter, kind of made a bet against himself. And he's been able to parlay this into a fundraising effort. And it seems like maybe a little bit of pain incurred by David at his own expense. But nonetheless, money being raised for a good cause is what I'm gathering here. So among everything else to talk to David about, we'll start there when he joins us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash. Well, week 3 of the NFL season ended last night. The season is over for Sterling Shepard once again. After he suffered a torn ACL in the final offensive play of the game for the Giants, he had just come back from a torn Achilles, has missed 20 games over the previous 3 seasons. That was likely his last game as a Giant with his contract up at the end of the year. The Brewers went through a second-half plunge, but with 9 games left, they still have a chance at the playoffs. Milwaukee will host the first-place Cardinals the next 2 days. They trail the Phillies by a game and a half the final wild card in the National League, and manager Craig Counsell said every game now is a must-win situation.
We bought ourselves a fun homestand, and you know, we bought ourselves, you know, days into the homestand too. So we're going to have to be good on the homestand. We're going to have to be really good, but we're capable of it. And the fact that they're at home is a good thing.
Adrian Hauser starts against Miles Michaelis tonight. The Phillies are in Chicago. Aaron Judge's quest for 61 continues in Toronto. He's now gone 6 games without a homer, stuck on 60, one shy of Roger Maris's American League record. The Yankees are in Toronto tonight. Their magic number is 1. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. It's like having a front row seat at Wrigley Field. Listen to Chicago Cubs baseball all season long right here on 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings are all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Mike with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with your loved ones, to simply relax, or to entertain friends, we're here for you. We are Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Eanesboro, Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College football, Iowa 3-1 and looking to go 2-0 in the Big Ten. A 10.5-point underdog at home Saturday morning and afternoon against 4th-ranked Michigan. In the Big 12, Iowa State looking for their first conference win. They're a 3.5-point favorite at undefeated Kansas. NFL Week 4, the Bears at 2-1 on the road against the Giants Sunday afternoon. Chicago a 3-point road underdog, the over-under it. The Cubs hosting the Phillies starting tonight. Chicago plus 140 on the money line. Philadelphia minus 165. 7.5 the over-under. The White Sox minus 120 at the Twins at plus 100, the over-under 7. Red-hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 33 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, highs around 60. Lows dip down to about 37 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. To recap, 33 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 63.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. And as we often do during the football and basketball seasons, David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com joins the show now, and, you know, I'm going back over David's Twitter timeline because this guy is showing up everywhere in my feed, and I see that he's doing a really good thing. He's raising some money somehow, so I start backtracking a little bit, and David, welcome to the show. It sounds like that maybe you kind of tweeted yourself into a corner here and somehow got yourself out and raised some money in the process, so please, by all means, take us through this interesting scenario that you've brought upon yourself.
Yeah, Cole. I mean, basically it started as a joke because Iowa's offense just has provided no spice in my life, and we all need a little bit of spice, actually.
Yeah, we do.
Right? So I tweeted, if Iowa scored more than 24 points against Rutgers, that I would do the one-chip challenge, which apparently has been putting people in the hospital, I found out. Ironically,
really?
When I went to go buy the chip, the person behind me, probably a young woman, probably in her late 20s, said, are you doing that? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I just got out of the hospital. I took my husband there. We were there till 5 in the morning because of that. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay. Well, so anyway, Iowa's defense puts up 14 points. Iowa's offense puts up 13. Now I'm like, all right, well, I may as well have some fun with this. And I had a couple people tweet at me, hey, can we donate somehow? And I'm like, well, why don't we just make it a thing to put toward the children's hospital, right? So, amazingly, I thought I would be thrilled if I got $100, $150, whatever. We ended up, I think after finally tallying it all up, we ended up with $1,500
wow.
that we're going to donate to the children's hospital. We didn't even start putting out where to donate until about 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday, and it concluded around 8. So in 6 hours, raised $1,500, which is insane. But I'm very, very thankful to every Iowa fan, every Iowa State, every Iowan that donated to that,
yeah.
because that is awesome.
That just speaks to Iowa nice right there. And, David, I got to tell you, I'm looking at this container that holds one big tortilla chip. And they don't advertise with us, so I won't try to say the name. I'll butcher it anyways. But beside the fact that's been established here that this is obviously a very hot tortilla chip, it indicates on the packaging that by some way it turns your tongue blue. I mean, can you?
Yeah.
What can you add? I mean, just take us through the experience of eating this damn thing.
I basically think, Cole, that they added the blue thing, like the blue tongue and everything, because so many people were faking it, and they wanted to provide a way for people not to fake it. And if people don't know what this is, it's basically Carolina Reaper pepper and scorpion pepper, and it's doused in it. And you know, as bad as the spice was, Cole, the chip was just awful tasting.
Spice aside,
the chip sucks.
The chip looks too big, man. Like, if you got a tortilla chip that's that big, I just don't think it's got the right properties within it to be a classic, tasty tortilla chip.
I'm with you on that. You know, so I had a half gallon of milk. I didn't touch it for about 4 minutes after it. But I was very surprised how quickly the spice hit me, because I've done some of that stuff before. It usually takes 2 or 3 minutes to hit.
Okay.
You know, it's a strong and opening taste, but, you know, around the middle of the game, it really shows up and shows out. And it's kind of it just lingers on and on. But, you know, it was quite the experience. and again, people kept donating, and it was just a really, really cool thing. And, you know, if I'm going to make an idiot out of myself, or if I'm going to have some fun with it, we may as well raise some money. And people showed up and showed out. And I'm just so grateful that we're able to rally up $1,500.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to keep everybody informed about where I end up donating it. It's going to Iowa Children's Hospital, but I don't know what section or sector
okay.
I want to have it towards. So if people have an idea, be sure to tweet at me or DM me, because I'm definitely open to it.
Well, just an incredibly elegant way to have made an idiot out of yourself here, David. I mean, just tip of the cap to you for what you've done. Okay, let's talk a little football as the Iowa Hawkeyes, you mentioned, 14 points out of its defense, 13 points out of its offense. I mean, we've seen this recipe play out before. I mean, this is not a new experience Saturday night watching this Iowa team. As impressive as what the defense did was, and it was impressive, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm taking it for granted what this Iowa defense showed itself once again capable of doing, David, but we can't sit here and pretend like all of a sudden, okay, things are a lot better in Hawkeye land, and it looks like 3 weeks from now that who knows, maybe the sky's the limit. Maybe we can contend for the West. I mean, this is all the problems are still kind of there, aren't they?
I would say yes, but I also think they've taken a couple of steps. I mean, Iowa's offensive ranking, there's no way to tiptoe around it, Cole. It's abysmal. But you have to look at a couple of things. One, I think it's big that they have Nico Reganey back. I know they didn't utilize the wide receivers very much against Rutgers. Keegan Johnson continues to be a mystery, and Justin Jacobs is going to be out for the remainder of the year, which is a big, big blow to this Iowa linebacker corps. But one, I think Spencer Petras has looked good the past 2 weeks. I know people are going to look at it and say, David, you only completed 11 of 17, 148 yards. Yeah, but yet if receivers were dropping a couple of his passes, his footwork looks a lot better, and he looks like he's more in control of what's going on. And that's stuff that translates over. I think Iowa's running game has continued to make strides. I think when you look at that first drive in the second half against Rutgers, the 8 yards, 21 yards on the first three running plays, that offensive line put together its best drive of the season. That's something that, you know, that can be pushed forward. So there's little things here and there I think are continuing to make strides. Cooper DeJean, I think, is going to make his case to be an All Big Ten. And I think he's an All American candidate next year. He's been unbelievable. So a lot of bright spots on this team. Torrey Taylor, with, in my opinion, is the best punter in America. Statistically, that backs up, I think, as well. So a lot of things going for this team. But yes, I mean, they still have a long, long way to go. And like you said, I think we're going to talk more about this next week. Obviously, this weekend's a huge game and a huge opportunity for Iowa to get some momentum. But next week against Illinois is going to be the big game for me that dictates how the season goes.
Well, isn't Illinois off to like a 3-1 start or something? The Fighting Bielemas, they're looking like they might have a little something to say about the West.
Exactly. I think they're number 5 in scoring defense. Chase Brown's a really good running back. Danny DeVito's cousin, Tommy DeVito, has been a pretty reliable quarterback. I'm joking about the Danny DeVito thing, by the way, for people who don't know that. But I do think that, you know, Illinois has got some stuff to say. Without a doubt, Minnesota's the best team in the Big Ten West right now. I really don't think you can make any other arguments about that. But Iowa still has its chances. But, again, I think they need a good showing this weekend. I think they can upset them. I think there's a chance because of how good Iowa's defenses and special teams are.
Sure.
Am I counting on it? No. But next week is really dictating how the season ends up being.
I will say, though, as far as it relates to the matchup on Saturday against Michigan, that Coach Harbaugh sure had some nice things to say about how tough it is to play at Kinnick Stadium, and Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker, which, you know, I mean, the stats back both those things up. But, you know, he's kind of, I mean, at the very least, he's a cagey dude, Coach Harbaugh, and a hard read. So I found it all the more interesting that he had, you know, what he had to say about, you know, what his team faces on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think statistically backs up. And, I mean, I've been here before, Cole, and I think most Iowa fans would agree with me. The fact that Phil Parker has not been National Coordinator of the Year is an absolute joke to me. I think year in, year out, what he produces in Iowa's defense, it's unbelievable. I think it's taken for granted nationally. I mean, Iowa's defense since the start of 2017 has 94 interceptions, which is 14 more than the second-place team, which I believe is Appalachian State and Alabama. So I think, like you said, Harbaugh is not downplaying Iowa. He's pretty much praising him. Didn't obviously not commenting on their offense for the most part, but their defense and Torrey Taylor and the environment in Kinnick Stadium. I mean, look, regardless how Iowa's offense looks, Iowa's still going to be a tough game, regardless of who they play, whoever they're squaring off against. But the reason why Iowa fans have complained and why we've criticized the team so much, I think, Cole, is because you see the potential they have in every other phase of the game. But the offense is so bad right now. And that's what frustrates people. But, again, I think if Jim Harbaugh is looking at this team saying, hey, you know what, if Iowa's offense breaks open one to two big plays, you know, they really could knock off Michigan. And, look, they survived a close game against Maryland last week. I thought Michigan should have steamrolled them, and they didn't. So it's going to be a very, very interesting game on Saturday inside Kinnick Stadium.
I have an idea of how you could maybe scheme up a play that could end up being a big one. You put Cooper DeJean at Wildcat quarterback in a package, and you package together, I don't know, 6-10 plays for that young guy in a Wildcat package? Let's go.
Oh, I gotta say,
come on, Brian Ferentz. Let's do this.
I gotta say, I just smiled because I knew right where that was going too. I knew you were gonna pick for Cooper DeJean to be a quarterback. And you know, the reality is Cooper could play some wide receiver, and I know Kirk isn't gonna do
that,
but remember,
Wildcat quarterback, David. If we're gonna do this, let's do it right. Go all the way in.
But Arlen Bruce is back there too. He played Wildcat quarterback in high school.
Nah, Cooper's better. We both know it. Cooper's better.
But Cooper's
the best quarterback on that roster. I said it.
I get the argument and the stats, but Cole, it's so much to translate to become a quarterback at a Power 5 level.
Hey man, there's a handful of starting pitchers in Major League Baseball that can hit, okay? Cooper DeJean would be one of those guys. Cooper DeJean is the Shohei Ohtani of Iowa football, and until Brian Ferentz and his dad realizes it, well, have fun with your dead last offense.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to my boy Carlos Zambrano. That was one of my favorite players growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, shout out Big Z. I can't believe I did not think that was the name that was going to come up on today's show. So, couple more minutes here with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at David Eichold. You mentioned Justin Jacobs out for the season, a guy with versatility at that linebacker spot, David. With Cooper DeJean playing cornerback, and that, you know, I think what it's done is set down a guy with experience who might otherwise be starting or playing more snaps. Is there maybe even a little bit more depth to absorb? Albeit, I don't know if you can replace Justin Jacobs given his talent level, but is there maybe a little bit of depth here on what's a good Iowa defense to absorb this loss?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what Kirk and company end up doing. I mean, Terry Roberts is also questionable, and that's a big key to where Cooper DeJean plays. Because, look, I think Sebastian Castro did some nice things on Saturday against Rutgers. I think Iowa has full trust in him, and that means you slide Cooper over to cornerback. But if Terry Roberts is healthy and Riley Moss is healthy, I think you have to throw Coop in the cash position. I think what he's done there, you have Seth Benson, you have Jack Campbell, you have a deep defensive line, who I have been incredibly impressed by the way. I think we aren't talking enough about that defensive line, who's probably third fiddle amongst this defense heading into the season, but they got some guys on that team right now. But it is going to be interesting. I mean, you look at Jameson Hines is on the 2-deep. True freshman T.J. Hall is on that. And Kirk even said today, Iowa is kind of wearing thin at defensive back right now, and I think with Terry Roberts being injured, that makes Jamari Harris's preseason injury that much bigger about where this Iowa team could potentially go as far as cornerbacks. But I think they're comfortable running Cooper in that cornerback position, and that if that happens, then I think that Sebastian Castro, when they do the 4-2-5, they could, you know, they'll throw in Castro there and have Benson and Campbell. But if they want to run a 4-3, maybe they throw Jack Campbell outside and they put in Jay Higgins at middle linebacker. Maybe we see more of Kyler Fisher. I mean, the good news for this Iowa linebacking room specifically, Cole, is remember, all three Iowa starting linebackers were out all of spring ball.
Yeah.
So all those guys behind him got a lot more reps and a lot of position versatility. So as big as Justin Jacobs is as a loss, there is plenty of experience behind him. Right now, I'm more concerned about where the true cornerbacks and where Iowa goes from there.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, and they got to get it right because the opponent is the fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines on Saturday. David, great stuff as always, great conversation. Congrats on raising that money for a great cause. We'll definitely have to keep a close watch of your Twitter in case you back yourself into a corner maybe this weekend. But great stuff, man. Take care.
Hey, take care, Cole. Have a good week.
David Eichold, HawkeyeInsider.com, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And yeah, make sure you go to David's Twitter, at David Eichold. It's E-I-C-K-H-O-L-T. And you can see this bad boy. He doesn't show the chip itself, but this one chip has its own package. So, I mean, this speaks to just how much I'm, you know, losing touch and quote-unquote not cool anymore. But I had no idea you could walk into a store and buy something like this. Not that I would be shopping for it anyways, but I don't even remember walking past something like this on the shelf. So I guess maybe I'll have to open my eyes a little bit next time. And you would think you could maybe, like, smell the gosh dang thing once you got within 5 feet of it. But I know that I would be one of those people that went to the hospital if I ate this thing. So good on David here. Just a real knucklehead move on Twitter somehow parlays itself into raising money for the Iowa Children's Hospital. So that's awesome. That's great stuff. And yeah, great conversation like always. Plenty going on with the Iowa Hawkeye football team. And the challenge is a big one, as we talked about there with the Michigan Wolverines coming to Kinnick Stadium for an 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim on the other side of this break. Well, hey, Cubs are playing out the string here. There's still a little bit of baseball going on in Des Moines at Principal Park with the iCubs. So we're going to do one last check-in with our guy, Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. We'll also talk about those rule changes that are coming to baseball next year, too. So if you're a Cardinal fan, fan of somebody else, stick around. We're going to have a conversation for everybody as it relates to baseball. That's next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa has fared well over the years against highly ranked teams at home, and the Hawkeyes get another chance Saturday by hosting number 4 Michigan. Iowa's won 5 of the last 6 at home against teams ranked in the top 5, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says home field advantage is a part of it.
You know, our fans do a great job, and certainly it's gotten even better now. The north end's on the, you know, that's helped a great deal as well. But I think the important thing for our team to understand is that, you know, the fans can only do so much, and they've been great, and we appreciate that. But we've got to be playing on the field.
On the injury front, Ferentz says cornerback Terry Roberts may play this weekend, but the Hawks will be without receiver Keegan Johnson and linebacker Justin Jacobs. Jacobs will undergo season-ending surgery. Shenandoah High School is canceling its remaining varsity football schedule, citing a lack of experienced, healthy players. The school will continue to play a junior varsity schedule. This is Radio Iowa.
More controversy in Washington today.
The White House announced another Biden spending plan today.
Biden says he wants you to pay off someone else's student loans.
We all know Washington is broken. Endless spending, open borders, paying people not to work. Folks out there could learn a thing or two from Iowa. Because here, under the leadership of Governor Kim Reynolds, America still works.
Good news for seniors as Governor Reynolds eliminates taxes on retirement income.
Iowa becomes the first state in the nation to get kids back in the classroom.
The governor announced new protections for law enforcement today.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
Here we still have common sense. We kept business open and kids in school. We cut taxes and support our police. Because in Iowa, America still works.
Governor Kim Reynolds. Common sense leadership for Iowa.
I'm Kim Reynolds, and I approve this message, paid for by the Kim Reynolds for Iowa Committee.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
As temperatures drop at Waterloo schools, we continue to keep the sparks of excellence, inspiration, and innovation going. One opportunity available to all Waterloo schools 8th and 9th graders this fall is Career Inspire, a two-day event jam-packed with hands-on learning with dozens of Cedar Valley businesses, exclusively for our students and in partnership with Junior Achievement. The Waterloo Career Center and Life Labs are just 3 Waterloo schools initiatives that are leading the state and the region in public education, and we're doing it with support from our Cedar Valley businesses. So thank you. Together, we inspire students to take bold steps to achieve their dreams. We open doors to work experiences that empower students to discover where passion meets profession. Students go beyond doubt and fear. Be more than their wildest dreams. Be bold. With us, their future is now. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. I'm your host, Colbert. Go from talking football to talking some hardball. Yeah, the baseball season not over yet. The regular season, that is. Playoff baseball will be here before we know it, although the Chicago Cubs will not be participating. However, we're enjoying. I know at least I'm somewhat enjoying the Cubs playing out the string here with some young, exciting players to watch And so with that in mind, young, exciting players not only in Chicago but in Des Moines too, we bring in our guy Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about those new rule changes coming to the sport next year, big time changes coming to Major League Baseball next year. So we'll break it all down now. Tommy, how you doing today? Thanks for being here, man.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. It seems like it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, it has been a little bit since we spoke. Obviously, football got going, and baseball takes a back seat, especially when the Cubs are playing the way they have this season. Although, hey, speaking of football, I see you doing a little something for the Register on Iowa State football. Did you help Randy Pete out with something? I want to say I saw your name attached to an Iowa State football article recently.
Yeah, I was up there Saturday for Iowa State Baylor. I made sure Randy got in the elevator up to the press box and
that's nice
and found
of you.
His seat and just kind of helped out. But it was a good time. I hadn't been back for a little while, and it was a interesting game, to say the least, a good barometer for Iowa State to kind of figure things out, see where they are. But realistically, you kind of left that game really not knowing that much more about Iowa State. I still don't know like where they kind of stack up with everybody in the Big 12.
You know?
I still don't know. Are they that good, or are they maybe not as good as we kind of thought they were when they got up to that 3-0 start? So just kind of hoping to learn a little bit more about Iowa State, but I think now they're kind of going to this Kansas game. I'm still kind of wondering even more. Hopefully that'll kind of tell us a little bit more about what we can kind of expect from Iowa State moving forward.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, my goodness, you put the beat writer hat right back on there, Tommy, because
it fits right back on.
I like this Iowa State team, but I'm most interested now in, like, how do you respond to coming up short against Baylor? Because they didn't play terrible. They just didn't play as good as Baylor did, and that's all it takes to lose to a good Bears team. So I really like the quarterback. I like what I've seen out of Deckers, and that's a young guy you think the arrow's only going to point up with. So it's going to be interesting to see how I think, yeah, that Kansas game, because that's not your dad's Kansas Jayhawks right there, and how a couple games of Big 12 play work out for the Cyclones going forward. But to talk some baseball, there is a Sosa McGuire level home run race going on in the Cubs minor league system right now, and it just so happens that it's playing out in Des Moines at Principal Park, where we've got Alexander Canario, who, if I'm not mistaken, Tommy, started the year at either high A or low A, and then Matt Mervis, who also came up through the system, can't remember where he started, but Cubs fans right now, especially this time of the year, are looking at these dudes who have over 30-some home runs and going, okay, one, tell me, Tommy, can either of these guys translate this into the major leagues? And two, like, who's got the higher ceiling? Who could be the better of these two prospects?
Yeah, I think right now, if you had to pick and choose which one has the higher ceiling, it's probably going to be Alexander Canario, just because there's more evidence out there. There's more sustained success to make you believe, okay, this is a guy that's going to do something at the big league level. He was the prize prospect coming into this season. There were a lot of high hopes for him. You know, he was a guy that tore up the Arizona Fall League last year and ended up getting on the 40-man roster. So we know he can hit. We know he can play the outfield. He's got some tremendous athleticism. The guy they ended up, I don't know if I already said it, but was on the 40-man roster. So the Cubs absolutely have some faith in his ability. Matt Mervis is a guy that's kind of flown under the radar throughout his career as a non-drafted free agent out of Duke. granted, that was in 2020 during the short draft, but didn't really do much last year and really wasn't on any prospect list heading into this season, rightfully so. Even when he was at Duke, he was a two-way player, he was a pitcher, decent hitter, hadn't really put up great numbers throughout college, but decent numbers, but really not numbers that was attracting the attention of every Major League Baseball team that wanted his services. But he's had a breakout year, started at high A, raked there, got promoted to double A, raked there, and got promoted to triple A, and is raked here. So it's kind of an interesting thing when you look at these two guys, Alexander Canario and Matt Mervis. They they're at the same point. You know, they're both in AAA, tied with 36 homers. They've kind of taken different paths there. You know, Canario as the big prospect, and Mervis as the unheralded, you know, non-drafted free agent signing. But the seasons that they both put together has put them on the map of the Chicago Cubs in prime position and can compete for jobs out of spring training next year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see all the position battles, roster battles that take place in spring training as it relates to the Major League roster. Tommy, before we talk about these rule changes coming to baseball next season, what do you think is more likely to happen this offseason? Wilson Contreras either signs a qualifying offer or some sort of extension, or Ian Happ is traded, or maybe both. What do you think?
Ooh, wow, that's a really tough one. I would say there's a better chance of Wilson Contreras accepting the qualifying offer, although I just don't see that scenario happening. I think Ian Happ's probably going to stick around. Right now, they didn't trade him. At least they've got some more control over him, I believe, one more year. So I think the idea is like, okay, maybe it gets hot again, stays hot again during the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. And if the Cubs are still kind of in rebuild mode, trade him, see what the market has for him then. But I think if you didn't trade him at the deadline, you're probably not going to trade him during the offseason. Maybe his value jumps up a little bit more during the season. But realistically, my thought has always been, you probably should trade him at the deadline because his stock probably wasn't going to get any higher because he had that extra year of control.
Right.
History has told you that he is not going to continue playing as well as he had been, although he's put together a very good year but has cooled off at times. The logical thing would have been to trade him then, but they're going to keep him around. I think it's going to be very difficult to keep Wilson Contreras around because, one, it's just such an unknown where the Cubs are going to be next season in terms of where they're going to be competing for, you know, a division crown, even trying to get into the playoffs. But this is a guy that has been around the game for a long time. Even though it's the first time he's hitting free agency, people tend to forget he was Rule 5 eligible at one point. So the journey to the big leagues has taken him some time, and this is his time to cash in. I don't know how many more big paydays he's going to get. So this is going to be the one he probably needs to cash in on for sure.
A few more minutes here with Des Moines Register sports writer Tommy Burch on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Tommy on Twitter at Tommy Burch. All right, let's talk about these rule changes coming to Major League Baseball next season, Tommy. Among them, a ban on shifts where two infielders on each side of second base, and they have to have their feet in the dirt. And then, of course, the pitch clock. I think it's, 20 seconds with a runner on base, and what is it, 18 with no runners on base, something like that. But really, at the end of the day, Tommy, if they're going to enforce this shift ban the way that it's supposed to be enforced, and they're going to enforce this pitch clock the way that you said it's more recently been enforced in the minor leagues, I have to think that, like the NFL, we are going to see an injection of offense into the game next season. And I'm not at all trying to be hyperbolic or sell the sport. This is what I genuinely see coming as someone who's been a baseball fan my entire life.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what they're ultimately hoping for, at least when it comes to banning the shift, is you're at least going to see some movement around the base basher. You know, that's part of the reason why they want to make the bases bigger, too. Kind of encourage stolen bases, just action throughout the game, and action throughout the game is more offense. So that's ultimately the goal that they're hoping for, and I think kind of given where things are headed, you know, that's what you're probably going to see. Now, the pace of play, I think it's going to be huge. You know, we've seen that at the minor league level where games have gone so much smoother, so much faster, just so much more efficiently with the pitch clock. I was one of those people that I'm kind of like the old school baseball fan when, you know, the idea of the runner on second for extra innings and the pitch clock, they all seemed kind of weird ideas to me. I wasn't a big fan, but like, man, the pitch clock is just making games move just a little bit faster. You know, it's not like the game changing drastically. You know, it, for the most part, it's something you don't even notice throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get invested in the pitch clock, you want it to be an entertaining part of the game. You know, I've seen fans do that, you know, counting down, you know, when it's reaching 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever. But like you said, it's got to be enforced. I think at the big league level, it can be so much easier to do because there are so many more eyeballs, and it's tougher to just blow off a pitch clock violation. You know, that's something, like you had mentioned before, has been enforced at the AAA, you know, throughout minor league baseball this year, and you're seeing kind of the success paying off because minor league games are moving so much faster. And I notice it all the time when I'm at an Iowa Cubs game, I'm watching that game, and I go home and watch a big league game. It is just 9-day difference. I think fans are going to appreciate
it. Interesting stuff. Tommy, I got to run. Great to catch up. Take care, man.
Thanks for having me.
Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Amari East with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 3 concluded as the Cowboys knocked off the Giants 23-16 on Monday Night Football. Cooper Rush moving to 3-0 in his career as a starter as he threw for 215 yards and a touchdown. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reporting that the Buccaneers will move practice to the Dolphins facility in Miami this week due to Hurricane Ian. More from Pelissero. Chargers tackle Rashawn Slater is expected to miss the rest of the season with a ruptured biceps tendon. Head coach Brandon Staley also saying pass rusher Joey Bosa has a significant groin injury and is week to week. The NFL making wholesale changes to the Pro Bowl, renaming the event as the Pro Bowl Games. The multi-day AFC versus NFC competition will culminate in a flag football game at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, February 5th, 2023. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Knutson Chiropractic in Cedar Falls has proudly been helping the community for three generations. I'm Aaron Knutson. At Knutson Chiropractic, we want to help you achieve your full health potential. We want to not only add years to your life, but add life to your years. If you're young or old, a weekend warrior or a couch potato, we can help your aches and pains. Give us a call or text us or visit us online at KnutsonChiropractic.com. Always up front so you can leave the pain behind. Knutson Chiropractic in downtown Cedar Falls.
Buying a home? Then you've got a lot on your mind. Getting pre-approved, your credit score, closing costs, now rising rates? Phew, it's so much. But with Rocket, you get an advantage. You can lock your rate for 90 days while you search for a home. That's 3 months to shop for your dream home without worrying about rising rates, because yours is totally safe. And it gets even better. Let's say rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase. You'll get exclusive savings from Rocket Mortgage when you refinance to a new lower rate. So what are you waiting for? Rocket has your back if rates rise in the short term and if they fall in a few years, so you can lock it and drop it with Rocket, your partner to help you buy today and be certain about tomorrow. That's the Rocket Advantage. Lock your rate now. Call 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com. That's 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com.
Must lock purchase rate between 7/19/22 and 9/30/22. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET for coverage, fees, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and unlessconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. When Dak Prescott went down with that hand injury in Week 1, the Cowboys' playoff hopes took a major hit. But after last night's win against the Giants, the team has now won two in a row under backup QB Cooper Rush. The quarterback has played well in the Cowboys' system and has taken excellent care of the football to start the season. It's easy to overreact with standalone games, but what Rush has done in Dallas is impressive. The team in desperate need of wins to survive Prescott's injury, and Rush has delivered back-to-back victories versus a Super Bowl contender and a division rival. Is Rush the answer under center for Dallas? Probably not. But the team has to be happy with what they've seen so far. There are still plenty of games left before the playoffs begin, but if the team can continue to play stellar defense, run the football, and limit their turnovers, Dak Prescott's hand injury may not be the end of Dallas this season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Energy is something we have less of as we get older, and that's why I take M-Drive supplements for driven guys with clinically tested ingredients for healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And now you can try M-Drive for only $5. Text DAN to 55,000. Claim your offer. M-Drive. Text DAN 55,000. Get your first order. $5. Accomplish more with M-Drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM. Brass monkey,
that funky monkey. Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com for joining today's show, as well as Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. Great conversations with both of those gentlemen. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly online at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. After news, weather, a little sports, and Jim Rome's daily commentary, we'll go to pregame coverage of Cubs-Phillies at 6:05, just after the top of the hour, so look forward to that. The third-to-last series of the season for the Chicago Cubs. Have a great night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.